T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. Georgia, what a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron, who was met at home plate not only by every member of the Braves, but by his father and mother. He threw his arms around his father, and as he left the home plate area, his mother came running across the grass, threw her arms around his neck, kissed him for all she was worth.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK, the iconic moment of history, 715-1974. Hank Aaron, Chasing a Dream, his book, talks about it, but that was another one who I know perhaps was watching on that day, my good friend for many, many years. I was trying to count back, Congressman Scott, to see when I first met you. I think I was about 16, 17 years old, and now I'm about 54. So that's been a long, long time. David Scott, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Derek. And it is always a pleasure to be on with Derek Bozeman, Too Much Truth. Derek, I'm just listening to that promo you brought me on. And, you know, when you look at those pictures,
yeah,
you'll see me running out there in my...
Hold on, don't spoil it for everybody, David, because a lot of our listeners don't know, because they talked about Hank Aaron rounding the bases. He was met at home plate by his mother and father, but his sister, one of his sisters, Alfreda, was probably on that field too. You know a little bit of something about Alfreda. Tell us, Hank Aaron is not just your hero, he's also your brother-in-law.
Yeah, and here's the situation. We're all out there, and so when these two guys come around the base, you know, they were two white guys.
Right.
And Hank had all these threats on his life and everything. And Miss Aaron, Estelle Aaron, Frida's mother, my mother-in-law, and Hank's mother, she said, "I got to go." First, Papa Aaron went out there, Daddy. And then Miss Aaron went out. And then Alfreda, my wife, says, "David, you got to go out there and look out for my mama. She's going the whole place." So I jumped out, and that when you see me in that red maroon, you know, we were red reading these knee-high suits back then.
Certainly.
And it was a remarkable time, and they got it on all the newscasts, and I was out there. But let me just tell you, man, what a day. And Derek,
yes.
Here's the deal. What folks don't know, on that day,
right,
April the 8th, 1974, we had already planned. That was the day to kick off my political career to run for the State House of Representatives in the 37th District. And we had planned a big fish fry that night after the game because Hank had said, I'll be over there to help kick off your campaign to get elected to the State House of Representatives. And, man, we waited. And that was the day, the night he broke Babe Ruth. But just to tell you what kind of guy he is,
yeah,
we waited. He said he would be there. 12 o'clock came. 2 o'clock in the morning came. But you know what? I'm telling you, at about 2:45 and 3, I believe it was either Michael Langford who was my... Michael was about 14 years old. He was at the house, or Alfred Lee, one of them. Hey, I think that's Miss Erin coming. And we had all these folks from Carver Homes, Miss Wadley, the Joyland, South Atlanta, Thomasville, Pool Creek, Plunkett, all my good neighbors out there who have come to help kick it off. And here comes Hank Aaron on the night he breaks Babe Ruth.
Kept his word.
Yeah. And that was a night to remember, man. And that's why I love that guy so much. There are a lot of stories that share with how kind he was and how he loved people. But on the night that he breaks Babe Ruth's record, he says, keep them dead. He shows up. And those people from Carver Homes, people don't remember Carver Homes, Bull Creek, Plunkett,
Joyland.
But they need to understand that was the base of black people who truly loved him. And you know, Papa Aaron would come and we'd be campaigning, and Papa Aaron, Hank's father, would go through Carver Homes with me. And James Brown had a song out of that time called The Big Payback.
Right.
And we had these big...
speakers, sound truck speakers.
You know them.
Absolutely.
And every time we would get there, and I would announce Michael Langford would be driving the car. I'd be walking with Pop Harris, and Michael, I said, put on James Brown, The Big Payback. And when the folks would hear James Brown say, Big Payback, and you know that dance, the bump was in then, right?
Right.
And we would be there, and then Michael would say, I got Hank Aaron's daddy here, y'all. And folks would come out of Carver Homes and Joyland and all them communities doing The Big Payback, James Brown singing it, and dancing the bump with Hank Aaron's daddy and all of that, man. And, you know, I it just breaks my heart over and over. And my wife and I, and I just want to say there's so many people that have sent us condolences and thank you, know of my relationship. They know of my whole partnership with Hank and what it means to me. And if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be in Congress today.
Yeah.
And I just thank you for having me on to share that story, man.
Well, David, look, man, we love him. We appreciate you. You got a few minutes. I do want to just ask you a couple other things. I won't keep you no more than about 5 or 6 minutes. I know you got a
business schedule. Go ahead, Derek. I'm here for you. Take your time. I'll be here for you. Go ahead.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Congressman David Scott.
Gratitude and appreciation for this day and for what it means to me and my family. I'm extremely proud to be joining a group of men who performed on the baseball field, epitomize the highest and the best in professional athletics. I'm pleased to be joining them in the company of Travis Jackson, Happy Chandler, and Frank Robertson, some of baseball's greats. I also feel especially proud to be standing here where some years ago, Jackie Robertson and Roy Campanella proved the way and made it possible for Frank and me and for other blacks hopeful in baseball. They proved to the world that a man's ability is limited only by his lack of opportunity.
All right, that's Hank Aaron, been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, 1982, and we have on the phone with us Congressman David Scott. David, we all, you know, one of the things, we talked about Hank all day Friday because my callers wouldn't let me do anything else. One of the things that universally came across is he was just a kind and gracious and given man, not bitter at all, but he was not treated well. I mean, obviously, yeah. You're Dad's family and know the story, but his chase to 715 and then 755, some of the most racist mail you could ever get came to his home, threatened him, his family. I know for one, as you know, Calvin Wardlaw was, I know, on his security detail, yeah. And I would talk to Wardlaw, who became a major in Zone 3, you know, and he was telling me about the security that was needed around him and how it made Hank feel in his private moments. What did Hank say yeah. about the run-up to it? And I know some of this is chronicled in his book, but what did he say to you all as family about what it really felt about and that burden he carried for so many years?
He really did. And it was close to me because Calvin Wardlaw, as you said, his security guy, and he would, Hank would stay in my house with me right over there off of Brownlee Road and Cleveland Avenue. You know where I live?
Yep, absolutely.
On Wendell Drive. And because that was a place, because even the hotels,
right?
You can't imagine. He couldn't even stay in a hotel because people would see him there. And at that time, you never knew. And Calvin said, hey, we can't even take him here. So you can imagine what was going on at that time. And the point is that he couldn't even on the road. Bill Bartholomew, who was chairman of the board and president, owner of the Braves, would come and say that he had to have constant protection, personal protection at his room when they went on the road. And he couldn't even come out the hotel. His food had to be brought in. And see, this is why I tell people, you've got to measure the greatness of what Hank Aaron accomplished when they say Babe Ruth didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, he was
when he had
achieved
to hit 714. Everybody happy for him.
Right.
Hank had to break the record that they said never would be broken in spite of having to go up to that plate in stadiums around the nation with the open venues.
Right.
With threats coming at him saying, we gonna shoot you, don't you come up to that plate. Can you imagine not only having to have his skills there, but to do it and keep doing it. And that's why I never will forget, you know, me and you both, we stick in the Bible, but there is one scripture that I cherish. And on one night, I said, Hank, here's what the Lord said. He said, let your light shine.
Yes.
So that the whole world can see
your
great works. And he and I would repeat that during that time. And he did not have fear, for God was with that man. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And bless him so. And so when people look at Hank Aaron, they need to look and understand and measure him right. Measure him with the hills and the valleys he had to climb. Measure him of having to come up to that plate and continue to hit those home runs, worried that somebody up in the stands may have a long sight rifle aimed at him. And there were a couple occasions when they had to find people. They found people because people carried weapons. So I want people to understand it's not just the home runs that he conquered, but the in spite of,
right,
the in spite of the racism, mm-hmm, in spite of the threats on his life, only God. And he said that. He told me that. And I said, that's why God told you, let your light shine so the whole world can see your great works. And all he had to do was keep going out there and doing it. And the Lord, God Almighty, protected him. He was truly, truly God's child. And Hank and I would talk about that so much. But that's all I want to try to emphasize,
yeah,
because people don't know all of the threats and the mental pressure,
yeah,
he was under,
sir,
every time he went up there.
Yeah.
What a man.
What a man.
Hey, and speaking of that, you got to hear this story. Look.
Yes, sir.
I had to go to Mobile to ask Mr. and Mrs. Aaron if I could marry Alfreda, right?
Right.
So I got there and I went to Miss Aaron and she said, all right. And Miss Aaron said, okay. And then they said, David, you got to go and ask Man. I said, who is Man? And Man was the name for Hank Aaron, because when he came out of Miss Aaron, his mother named,
wow,
him Man because he was so big. But when you talk about it, this was a man, and all the family, even to this day, calls Hank Aaron Man. That's the name his mom and daddy gave him when he first came out, because he was such a big guy. Isn't that a great story?
Great story. Dave, look, you got a couple more minutes, because what I want to ask you, and we got to take a quick break, but I do want you to just share with us, because nobody, you know, they don't talk to commentators, they've talked to announcers, they've talked to everybody, but nobody has talked to the man that,
mm-hmm,
when he hit 715, he thought enough of his brother-in-law and his sister, probably his sister, to make sure that he stopped by your party, because he had given you his word that he
would. That's right.
Look, I would have skipped out on you, Congressman. I'd just be
honest
with you.
I know. All the news, media, everything.
Hank actually showed up for you. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And not only showed up, but for the people.
Yeah.
And these weren't no ordinary
people.
Yeah, these
people are the salt
these
of the earth.
These were people who were the soil of the earth. When you think of the history of Atlanta and you call names like Joyland and Pool Creek and
Miss
Thomasville,
Fox,
folks don't know that history.
But you know,
and
I do, because this is my hometown.
Louise Wadley.
Yeah.
You remember Louise?
Of course.
People, they ought to do shrines to these people.
All right. All right, Dave, hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you get off because I know you got other stuff.
Okay.
I'm not going to hold you.
I'll be here, man.
Right, and
I'll
when we come back, I want you to tell us what are you going to miss most about your brother-in-law? Inducted to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, there with all of his family. David, were you there also for that event?
Yes, I was.
All right. Talk about Hank, your friend, and Hank would go on to have great business success, owning a slew of businesses, everything from Popeye's Chicken to Krispy Kreme's to car dealerships. So he was a businessman, much like yourself. Many people know David Scott still had that golden voice, was many years the voice during this time of year, David, we will hear you on. This is David Scott for Coors Beer. That's the one advertisement I always remember. Had a very powerful advertising, Denmark Advertising Company, for a very long time.
And WAOK was my flagship, and I would come on there and say, "Hello, I'm David Scott for the Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado."
I love it. And Coors back then, I don't know if you all got them to commit to it, but for so many years, they used to put out the best Black History African Kings poster series.
Yeah, that's
man,
what we
those
did,
were nice.
Man.
They need to go back to that. They would put out, I mean, I kept
all that stuff.
Yeah. So anyway.
And it was called Coors Inside Black America. Hello, I'm David Scott.
And
WAOK. And you know that thing wound up in Chicago and L.A. and all of that and brought jobs, man. But going back to what you were saying about Hank and what I would say and what as we close out here, people have to know, if there's one thing that I want them to take from what you and I have discussed here, is that Hank Aaron, more than anything else, please, everybody should know this, that Hank Aaron was and is a man of God. All you got to do is look at his life.
Yeah.
God, he understood that commandment from God that was written there for all of us, but he manifested it. Let your light shine, Hank, so that the whole world can see your great work. Now, that is given to all of us.
Yes.
But sometimes there are challenges. Sometimes things come through. And Hank Aaron's story should be shown over and over, especially to so many, to everybody.
Yeah, certainly.
I say to everybody, but certainly to African-American young men who need that pillar of strength to know and understand what a man is. When you think of a man, you think of Hank Aaron. And that's why when Hank Aaron, I'm telling you, the story is a family treasure. That when he first came and Miss Aaron gave birth to Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
They didn't call him. They didn't name him Hank.
Yeah.
They didn't name him Henry. Man. And that's why I say out of the mouth of his mother, God, said, this is man. Mm. A man of God. That's Hank Aaron.
David Scott, thank you, Congressman. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for your friendship down through the years. And
yes, sir.
And congratulations on your appointment as thank you, the chairman of the Agriculture Committee this term. And so that's a very powerful committee as it relates to Georgia. But we'll talk about that on another time. All right.
Thank you so much, my friend.
All right. Please extend our condolences again to Alfreda and to the family. We appreciate
you. I will, Derek. Right. You've been a friend of ours, my Lord, from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Congressman. Have a good rest of your day.
Sir. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.